MTB Cast.
Yeah, MTB, this is Hal Russell from American Trail Race. Doing all right. I made it over to Eureka, Nevada, and I'm having a... I needed to stop at the post office here and pick up my lights and shoes that I had delivered here, but they're not here yet. They should hopefully will be here at 9 a.m. I sure hated to stop, but my shoes are pretty well trashed. I've had to put slits in the sides of them to relieve the pressure on my feet. I had one foot all swelled up real bad earlier that got infected, and so to relieve that pressure, I cut it open and I went ahead and did the same way that the other one about had the same problem there. It just wasn't infected. So anyway, I've got shoes coming, and I don't have any lights hardly, and so I have lights coming too, so I decided I better wait on those rather than chance forwarding the package on. But if they're not here in the morning, the person in the mail office put the guaranteed delivery by tomorrow morning, but she said that's only about a 50% chance. So my plan is to have it forward on quite a ways ahead somewhere in Oregon, because she said the mail's slow out here. It gets resent. It has to go back to Las Vegas and remailed. And so she said you want to send it quite a ways ahead and take your chances. So that's the plan. Doing all right. Had some pretty neat adventurous times coming over to Eureka. I didn't think I'd find any water, but I found plenty of water. I found some springs. A guy told me there's a sort of a pipeline for the ranchers that has been created out here. And just look for cows. Look for, if you're up high, look for little green patches and you'll find water. He was right. I found two awesome springs. Another place I found an irrigation place. The rancher let me get water there. And so it's found plenty of water. That's what I was afraid I'd get out there and no lights and wouldn't be traveling night and wouldn't find water. But I did. And I can't hardly run a night on these trails or something else. It's American Trail Race. It's boy, sand, rocks. I came to a place today. My pink line says turn. There's no turn, just desert sagebrush. But I turned. I walked across about 2 or 3 miles. I could bike mostly. I just followed my line, and I came out on the road. I think that line was mistakenly put there and it's in the wrong place, but I got to where I wanted to go, and then I turned on another road and come up to a rancher, and he said, you can't go through here, it's private land, but he real nice to me. He directed me around, detoured me, and got back on my line, so that's pretty awesome. One neat thing, every time you run into a dilemma, you meet some nice people, so that's a positive note. Just like being stuck here and even stuck back in Ely, I met people that I wouldn't have met. So, and they're pretty awesome people too. And so that's a cool thing. There's another negative, there's always the positives. You just have to look for it. So that's pretty cool. And I'll either get my shoes and lights in the morning or I won't. And then I'll meet somebody cool doing it, and one way or the other, and then I'll head on. All looking good, and pretty awesome, I think. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.